story once, which is, I know, incomprehensible to me, but it was a story where you were sitting in the Siddhaloka, and all these Siddhas were sitting around, and we're looking at the Kali Yuga down below.
That's why they were sitting.
And somehow they looked around the gathering and they said, this is a job for Lovananda, or I think they said Free John at the time.
Mm-hmm. Sucker.
Let him go down.
You say it every time.
And the guy always raises his hand. Eh? I can't explain myself to myself. I made the gesture casually, enthusiastically, and spontaneously. I had unfinished business, not in myself, but with you.
Yes.
Bodhisattva kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I have sure exhausted it. So I finished that business. You see, that was the leftover. Not in myself, in you. I have already finished it. Oh, the residuals of it will continue this body for a time. I'll do some work here, continue to communicate, consider things with you, so on and on and on, you see. But if you snuff this body out, I'm not waiting behind the doors to come back. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No way. This is it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was a bush place.
Mm-hmm.
There was no
dark
way,
side of the moon.
No way you were coming back.
I have no impulse in sympathy with you or my appearance. None. I will exhaust my work to the point where I have no work. I will not die prematurely. Oh, this body may die prematurely from your point of view. It may not have finished its work from your point of view. Then you're going to have to make use of its counterparts. It's continually effective results, you see? It's continuations. But I myself will not even be in the room when you see this silly corpse there with his gray eyeballs. You're not going to get any etheric demonstration out of me.
No.
None. Not even in your meditation.
No.
The only thing you'll get out of me from that point is my absolute presence, which cannot be cancelled, which was there always already. The only way you can get in touch with it is by staying in touch with me as I am and with my teaching rehearsal all my life. I think it's better that you got down to, at least some got down to it while this body lives.
Yes.
So I can make an agent or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where will I find an agent, an instrument, to continue this imposition? You're not giving me much. And I'm not going to live forever. I'm already sort of old, you know?
No.
I'm not an old man, but I'm getting old. Getting older. Getting middle-aged. I'm losing my enthusiasms. I'm getting a little wrinkly here. I'm getting a little non-enthusiastic. Getting a little sick. It's getting something like middle-aged. It is. Time turns and eats. Not me, but you.
Yeah.
And the discourse in your company also. You take it for granted, take it lightly, then someday, gone. We're all talking about, what are we going to do now? What do you say?
What do you say? Is that here? What do you say here? Wait, watch, and listen here. Commune. Okay.
You know, all students sitting around trying to receive the spirit. Now, there must be a greater demonstration. I must have an instrument. This body's not going to live forever. Hopefully, it will live long enough to have agents that I can acknowledge that will continue the humanly manifested sign of my demonstration, that will continue the impulse, the transmission of my own being, which will have no conditional sign otherwise when this body dies. I will never disappear, but I don't want to have to invest myself in the cosmic sign or design when this body dies. I'm not going to hold on to anything. Nothing left over. No reason to return. As Narayan Maharaj said, I came to you with nothing, leave you with nothing. I will leave you with nothing. In other words, I'll leave you with everything and nothing left over. Whatever use you can make of it. Understand your own teacher and master. Don't take me lightly, and don't indulge in my company. Don't indulge in your own lifetime. Wake up. Let's get down to it. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen?